Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of July 2019. Apex Court has extended the deadline for publication of the final National Register of Citizen, NRC, for Assam by a month to the 31st of August. The Apex Court had fixed the 31st of July for publication of the final consolidated NRC, however. It declined the prayer of the centre and state government seeking 20% sample re-verification of names included in the final draft of NRC in the districts bordering Bangladesh. Supreme Court has held that no permission can be granted to record the compromise between the parties in non-compoundable offences. The court noted that the compromise entered into between the parties is indeed a relevant circumstance which the court may keep in mind for considering the quantum of sentence. Supreme Court has noted that conviction under Section 304B of Indian Penal Code, 1860 can be made only if the woman was subjected to cruelty or harassment by her husband or his relatives, which must be for or in connection with any demand for dowry soon before her death. Supreme Court has ruled that when there is a clear provision in the Special Act empowering the Special Court to take cognizance of an offence without the accused being committed, it cannot be said that taking cognizance of offence by Special Court is in violation of Section 193 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has sought details from the state government about measures taken to rehabilitate the pellet-blinded and other visually impaired persons. The court directed state senior additional advocate general to place before it the details within 2 days facilities available within for empowering visually impaired persons and those which have been blinded and have suffered injuries by use of pellet guns. Karnataka High Court has permitted a rape survivor to terminate her 21-week-old fetus. The court directed the Vani Vilas Hospital in Bengaluru to carry out the termination of pregnancy. It also asked the investigating officer in the case to preserve the fetus and carry out DNA test. Patna High Court has asked the state police to investigate the matter with regards to a sting operation wherein members of the Bihar Cricket Association and the selectors were caught on camera claiming that they could manipulate selection in return for money. Delhi High Court has observed the position of law on the reliability of evidence given by child witnesses while upholding a conviction for child rape. The court also explained the threshold to establish penetrative act under Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, 2012. Ministry of Finance has extended the deadline for filing income tax return for financial year 2018 to 2019 by individuals to the 31st of August, 2019 from the 31st of July, 2019. The extension provided is a huge relief as there were multiple problems being faced by individuals in filing returns by the 31st of July. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has rejected contempt petitions filed against Reliance Group Chairman Anil Ambani and other officials by minority shareholders, alleging non-payment of dues by Reliance Infratel. Rajya Sabha has passed the Finance No. 2 Bill, 2019 without much discussions amid opposition walkout. National Green Tribunal has imposed an interim penalty of 1 crore rupees on Grasim Industries Limited for storing huge stock of the mercury, obtained as a by-product, in its premises in Sonbhadra district of Uttar Pradesh. The tribunal directed the company to shift the hazardous waste in accordance with the Hazardous Waste Management Rules, 2016. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has directed Hotel Leela Venture to provide additional disclosures in postal ballot notice for asset sales to Brookfield. Lok Sabha has passed the Motor Vehicles Amendment Bill 2019. To amend the provisions under the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988, it was passed through a voice vote in the lower house of parliament. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Mumbai bench has directed the interim resolution professional, IRP, of Jet Airways to discuss the salary issue with the committee of creditors after employee associations moved a plea to release at least 1 month's salary. NCLT further pointed out that for the survival of the Jet Airways employees and their families, It is important to at least transfer 1 month of salary. The committee of creditors will have to consider this. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed Delhi Pollution Control Committee and other authorities to continue action against violators and submit an action, taken report in 3 months while taking cognizance of reports about the polluting activities and large-scale encroachment in Mayapuri.